Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Copernaut. The Richland School District will be holding super registration tomorrow from 1 o'clock until 7 p.m. at the Richland Center High School. During the event, there will be staff members on hand to assist parents and their children who will be attending the Richland School District this year. There will also be representatives of various groups and organizations in attendance. Dr. Sherry Johnson is Director of Curriculum and Instruction at the Richland School District.
We've expanded all of the groups that are there. So we have tables for, like, Cobison will be there. So if families want to check in and let them know my student's riding the bus, and then Cobison will let them know what bus, you know, depending on where they live. A food service will be there if there's questions about that. We will also have a lot of clubs and community organizations like Head Start. Also CCOP will be there and different groups like that. It'll be a really great place for families to get resources. We will have our booster club there, as well as our athletics will be there, because to do athletics, you have to have either an alternate year card or get a physical in order to participate. And so that card will be there and available if you haven't done that yet. Our nurses will be there if there's something that you're concerned about with your child, and you can talk with them. All of our principals and their office staff will be there if you have other things you want to talk about.
Photos will be taken during super registration.
We have school photos, so make sure that everyone's looking great and you can come in and get your school photos done. However, if you do have to miss that date, we do have a makeup photo day on September 15th. The students can get their photos taken in their buildings on that day.
The event will also feature school tours, a food truck, and more. Super registration is not only a good opportunity to prepare for school, but will also give students a chance to meet who they might associate with during the new school year.
I feel like super registration is a great opportunity to connect with maybe classmates or staff. When school starts September 1st, this gives you a few weeks before school starts to kind of get in that mentality again and understand what's coming.
Students who will be new to the district this year are especially encouraged to attend so you can get enrolled. Get ready for the school year by attending super registration anytime between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. tomorrow at Richland Center High School. You can find more information on the Richland School District website or by calling the district office at 608-647-6106. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. An area blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Hillsborough High School. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility at the M Building in Boscobel. A variety of food and treats will be served. You can book an appointment for either blood drive by calling 800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins are always welcome. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, in his capacity as chairman of the Committee on the Budget, has officially introduced the fiscal year 2027 budget resolution. Chairman Johnson said, "When we have the finest among us, the men and women in our armed services, in harm's way, it is beyond unfortunate that providing support for their efforts and protection has turned into a partisan issue. The same can be said for supporting farmers, our intelligence services, and election integrity. In less partisan times, the requested appropriation supplemental for these priorities would have sailed through Congress with bipartisan support. Instead, because of Democrat obstructionism, we're having to resort to the budget reconciliation process. This resolution would fund the bare minimum of what is required for the defense of our nation, and I urge my colleagues to fully support it. The resolution outlines recommended federal revenue levels starting at approximately $4.48 trillion for 2027, scaling up to over $6.34 trillion by 2036. It also sets outlays for national defense, international affairs, and science, aiming to maintain a structured fiscal path while addressing immediate security requirements." More and more working families are turning to food benefits and food pantries for their meals, and that can make eating healthy harder. UW Extension food health scientist Dr. Beth Olson says it's not just that fresh foods can be more expensive, it's hard finding the time to actually cook. If you have a freezer and a slow cooker, consider making a large stew or meal and freezing away servings for the rest of the week. Most of all, says Olson, Don't fret over missing the time to cook and just having something to eat. Do what you can to limit the amount of data you're handing out to businesses and services. UW-Madison information researcher Dorothy Salo says, given the amount of data breaches that happen regularly now, it's wise to be skeptical of what information a company wants from you. You can ask, why do you need this information? Keep a robust ad blocker on your computer and devices, since bad online ads are the number one source of malware on the internet. Salo says it's also a great idea to freeze your credit as soon as possible and keep it frozen until you need to take out a loan or complete a major purchase. A final pre-election poll finds Francesca Hong with a 22-point lead in Wisconsin's Democratic primary for governor. State Navigate Poll Executive Director Chaz Nuttycombe said the Democratic Socialist from Madison polled at 44% when leaners are included. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley is at 22% and State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison at 11%. The poll of 1,473 likely primary voters was conducted Monday through Thursday of this week. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.3% and included 573 likely voters who participated in a survey at the end of July, which also showed Hong at 44%. Mary Radcliffe with State Navigate said Hong does best with those who've not voted in any of the last four primaries, where she leads by 50 points. But that lead is just 8 points among those who've voted in all of the last four primaries for Wisconsin governors. The voters that say they make less than $30,000 a year favor Hong by 18 percentage points, while voters who make over $150,000 a year favored her by 28 percentage points. GasBuddy reports average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have experienced a recent decline, falling 10.9 cents per gallon over the past week to reach an average of $3.84 today, according to GasBuddy's survey of 3,112 state stations. Despite this short-term dip, prices remain elevated compared to historical figures, sitting 14.9 cents higher than 1 month ago, 97.7 cents higher than 1 year ago. Diesel fuel has also seen a modest decrease of 5.1 cents, with the national average now at $5.28 per gallon. President Trump has officially nominated Danielle Thuman Sievers to serve as a Republican commissioner on the Federal Communications Commission. This strategic move could potentially shift the operational dynamics of the agency, providing the commission with a fourth member. Analysts suggest this appointment may grant the administration the ability to remove Commissioner Ana Gomez, the sole Democrat currently on the body, without sacrificing the three-person quorum required for the FCC to function. Sievers is a seasoned communications professional who currently serves as senior counsel to FCC Chairman Brendan Carr. This role marks her second period of service at the agency, having previously acted as legal advisor in Carr's office from 2021 to 2023. Between her FCC tenures, Sievers worked in the private sector on government relations for a national telecommunications infrastructure provider and practiced communications law at a Washington law firm. The nomination follows a significant Supreme Court ruling last month, which affirmed the president's authority to fire congressionally approved appointees to federal agencies. While Commissioner Gomez has been a vocal critic of certain administration policies, she publicly congratulated Sievers on the nomination. Gomez remarked on the rewards of serving the commission and expressed a hope for the agency to eventually return to a full five-member body. The Senate will now consider Sievers for approval. If confirmed, her five-year term would retroactively begin from July 1st, 2024. While Washington tradition often involves pairing nominees from both parties for confirmation, it remains to be seen if the current Senate will follow this path or if Democratic pushes for a new term for Commissioner Gomez will gain traction. The ongoing debate over the management of gray wolves in Wisconsin has reached a new peak following the United States Senate's recent objection to Senator Ron Johnson's unanimous consent request for the passage of the Pet and Livestock Protection Act. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation President Brad Olson expressed profound disappointment with the federal roadblock, emphasizing that the recovery of the gray wolf is a documented scientific success that justifies a shift in management authority away from federal courts back to state wildlife professionals. Olson argues that for Wisconsin's farming community, the issue is rooted in data-driven management rather than political ideology. He points out that while farmers are consistently held to scientific standards in crop production, the federal government has failed to apply the same rigor to wildlife management. Despite multiple presidential administrations across both parties acknowledging the successful recovery of the species, the WFBF contends that federal intervention continues to prioritize emotional arguments over the overwhelming scientific evidence supporting delisting. The practical consequences of this administrative gridlock are becoming increasingly severe for local producers and residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently declared an emergency after exhausting the funds allocated to compensate livestock producers for wolf depredation. This financial shortfall has left farmers, hunters, and pet owners facing significant delays in receiving reimbursements for losses. The WFBF maintains that the current status quo is unsustainable and remains committed to advocating for a management system where science takes precedence over sentiment to protect the state's agricultural interests and domestic animals.